अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय सदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सदभक्ताय नमो भक्त्या विहीन अपराध लक्ष्ये चित्ताश्च कामादितरं गमत्ते कृपामयि त्वं शरणं प्रपन्न वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम् यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृतम् द्वैपायनो विवाहकातरया पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वो तवैवास्मि My millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhatam Guru Pad Padma Om Vishnu Pad श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड अगेन सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज वी आर नाउ एक्सप्लेनिंग वेरी हाई क्लास ऑफ हरिकथा। It is very rare in whole world, very, I think not only this world but universe also. I have explained the aim and object of our life and also of our bhakti. It is very hard to understand all this because it has been told in Srimad Bhagavat and Gita and everywhere. Manushyanam sahasresu kaschit yatatisi. Also somewhere in lakh.
Muktanam
api
siddhanam.
Kotiswapi mahamune. What to tell thousand? Kotiswapi. Kotiswam in English?
Oh, 10 million.
Out of 10 million. Out of 10 million, one can be or also it cannot be. So you can think how rare is that object. Don't. What you are calling? Give your attention to here, not to anyone.
Maharaj ji, एक गिनती है नीचे रिहर्सल चल रहा है ड्रामा का और वो लोग अभी कथा सुनने नहीं आ रहे हैं
तो वो मरे तो हम क्या करें ड्रामा करते रहे सारा जीवन ड्रामा करते रहे वो ड्रामा करेंगे वो हरी कथा नहीं सुनेंगे ड्रामा की क्या जरूरत है यदि हरी कथा नहीं सुना तो ड्रामा तो करते ही रहते हैं I have not come to see dramas and but hearing classes and then doing drama no how. But if one is not hearing and there drama so many times, no inspiration will come. never it will come. No importance of drama without Hari Katha. So better they should do or not, they should come here and to hear.
Our goal is very high and very rare.
They are very rare.
Even out of 10 million, maybe one or not.
So I think that you are also like rare. In millions, one have come. But in this also, I know that rare will hear attentively. And those who are hearing this, very rare will be, follow all these things. In practice, try to follow. This object is so hard. So the process to attain it is also very rare and very high. If you want to buy an ass, not so much money needed. But if you want to buy a high class of horse or elephant, then more needed. Even in this world. So this is most precious. In so many universes, the process is here also to follow. One can hear something, but to totally follow, very rare. But still we are telling, we are discussing in this mall, so many audience. I don't know how many will understand and how will be follow this path. If they cannot give up a smoke, coffee, even an insignificant vacancy, tea, how they can have attained? How they can? If they cannot give up a penniless thing and they want so high class of precious thing, they want chintamani, more than chintamani. They are foolish. They are very foolish. It has been told for Krishna consciousness, if anyone is to give his neck, head, for high class of association, at once give up. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita. Mati kriyatam pati tatar laulam api menlya me kalam shon koti sukriti na. Those who are like this, I should take and test worldly things also, and that thing also, transcendental. Both cannot be done at a time, never. Can you laugh and
blow your cheek?
Blow your
cheek at the same time.
And laugh? At a time it cannot be. So you will have to follow all these things. So the process of bhakti is also rare. And you have to pay so much your most favorite thing for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his wife, so hot and near and dear. Even mother. And we cannot give up a tea
coffee.
Or a cup of coffee.
Once he got it.
What is this? So you'll have to pay something, otherwise this high class of goal, how can we attain? If you are not sacrificing, you cannot attain. Any day you'll have to sacrifice. You see, Raghunath Das Goswami, what he did? Everything, all position, all wealth, beautifully, Miss Universe.
Why?
Cup, tea, cigarette, never in life. I myself, no cigarette, no smoking, no meat, no hair. What is the taste of all these things? I have never tasted, never in my whole life. Oh, past life I have done or not. I think that also in past life. So, this process bhakti yoga is rare in this world. And anyone had to sacrifice it. Then we can follow. And that is why in this paribhasha,
definition
of bhakti, it has been told all that I am telling. Everything is there. But don't, the devotees, they don't go deep, they cannot follow. But what is the deep meaning? And then telling, Anna Bhilasita Sundam Jnana Karmadjana Pritam Anupullena Krishnanusenanam Bhakti Ruttama. Bhakti Ruttama. Uttama bhakti is prema bhakti. What prema bhakti? Prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, adhirudhan. All these are uttama bhakti. No? They are uttama bhakti. So this is the definition of uttama bhakti. Only the tendency and to serve Radha Krishna or his associates by all means, always, will not do. If you are doing namabhash, namaparad, no guru accepting, no in process, then worldly desire will be there. Your bhakti will be covered with jnana and karma. There will be no steadiness, no anugatya, not nirantaram,
continuous,
like honey. How you do it? So once you should
definition
of this bhakti. Try to hear very attentively. We are going passing through a very wonderful process. Those who want to attain this highest goal, they must hear attentively and carefully and follow from today, not today.
Just now.
Made up in your mind. I will sacrifice everything that Vaishnava and Guru is telling. Not left for tomorrow. Just.
Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyanandana Slakhya Chaksur Anvalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruvi Namaha. Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak a few words to translate and explain the definition of Uttama Bhakti, transcendental devotional service, as it has been given by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana kama dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. Here, in the definition, two parts have been given. The swarup lakshan of bhakti, that means the intrinsic nature of devotion, and tatastha lakshan, the extrinsic nature of devotion. In other words, what is the nature of devotional service, what it is, and also what it isn't. Both things should be understood. So first, swarup lakshan, the intrinsic nature of bhakti. Anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. The continuous, uninterrupted cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind, and words, and also of internal sentiments, which are meant exclusively for the welfare of Krishna. This is the swarup lakshan of bhakti. Here, anushilanam, this word has been given. Shilanam means a cultivation or practice. It is an activity of the body, mind, words and senses and of moods. This activity is of two types. That is, pravritti atmaka chastarup, to accept all of those things which are very, very favorable with a firm vow. Everything favorable I will accept in my life. And nivritti atmaka chastarup, anything which is against devotion, which will not intensify my rati, deep attachment for the lotus feet of my Ishtadev, Sisi Radha and Krishna, it must be unequivocally rejected, without a second thought. This shilanam, this cultivation of activities, should be anu. The word anu indicates a nirantara, continuously. Just as honey, when it is poured from the jar, down. It does
go
not
out, otherwise sit down.
Hey, Jyoti.
Don't disturb.
Sit down. Wherever you are, sit down. The word anu means continuously. How? If you pour water from a jar, it may splash here and there. But if you pour honey, it comes in a very thick stream. Even if you hold the jar like this, it will be connected all the way to the ground. There's no break. There's no interruption. So similarly, when chitta vritti, the tendency of the heart and all body, mind and senses is flowing towards Krishna without any break whatsoever at any point, this is called niranta, continuous. So we can take our own pulse and see whether or not we're performing pure bhakti. We can recognize the nature of pure bhakti by its uninterrupted flow. And anu also means anugatya, to be under guidance. Mahat kripa bina kon karma bhakti nahi, Krishna bhakti dure rahas sansar nahi kshay. Oh, you may be hearing and chanting and remembering, but if you are not under the guidance of Mahat, a pure devotee who is realized in the eternal transcendental loving service of Krishna, then all of your activities, they will not be bhakti. They will be like karma, fruitive activities. And what to speak of developing love for God? You will not be able to even loosen the tight grip of the mature energy. You will be entangled more and more in so many fruitive activities in this world. Therefore, if Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam is to be performed correctly and become transcendental, then it must be done under the guidance of a pure devotee. Krishna Anu Shilanam. Krishna Anu. Pure devotional service is in connection with Krishna. It is for Krishna or in connection with Krishna. Those who are liberated completely, directly they can serve Krishna. And those who are in this world, they cannot directly serve Krishna. So how will their activities be related to Krishna? They will only be related to Krishna when their activities are related to a person who himself is related to Krishna. Therefore, for anyone's activities to comply with the definition, to enter within the definition of pure devotion, then they must be performed for those who are sadhak in this world under the guidance of Sadguru and Shuddha Vaishnava. So, anukulyena Krishna anushayanam bhakti uttama. The continuous cultivation of all activities of body, mind, words and feelings under guidance of pure devotee, rejecting all unnecessary things and accepting favorable things. It may be called uttam bhakti, but only if the tatastha lakshan, the extrinsic characteristic of bhakti is also present. What is that? Anyabhilashita shunyam. There should not be any anyabhilas, any other desire. One may be serving Krishna, but if there's even a smell, a slight trace of any other desire in the atmosphere of one's heart, then this devotional service will not be accepted. It can never be transcendental. Anyabhilashita shunyam. Completely devoid of even the slightest smell of any other desire, except for the service of Krishna. And this devotional service should be jnana kama jnana bharitam, not covered by karma and jnana. Here Rupa Goswami Pad did not say kama jnana adi shunyam, free from karma and jnana, because no one can be free from karma and jnana. All will have to do some karma, some activity. Breathing is a karma. Taking bath is a karma. Using the restroom is a karma. Sleeping is a karma. So you cannot be free. But some karmas will cover your bhakti. So what are they? When we are performing activities without a service mood, when we are performing activities with bhog vritti, the enjoying tendency, that by performing this activity, I will receive some benefit for myself, then this will cover devotional service. And jnana cannot be free from jnana. Some knowledge should be there. This knowledge, I am the servant of Krishna, this is also knowledge, must be there. But knowledge which is nirvishesh brahma jnana, brahma jiva aikya jnana, the idea that the jiva and the Supreme Lord are one. This is in personal philosophy. If any type of knowledge such as this is present, or the knowledge which is aimed at attaining mukti, liberation, one has desire for mukti, then this will cover devotion. So when the all desires have gone away completely, when there's no impersonal jnana, when there's no mood of fruitful activity, then if one is engaged continuously in the angas of bhakti, hearing, chanting and remembering, under the guidance of Sadhguru, only then will one's devotion be called uttam bhakti. And it will produce the results of bhakti parashanam bhavo virakti. One's tendency to serve Krishna, faith in Krishna, seva vritti, the tendency to serve will intensify day by day by day. Parashanam bhav. And also realization will come. And virakti. It is certain that that person will be completely detached from this world. These are the symptoms that one is actually on the path of uttam bhakti.
Have you explained? Anukulena, even why it has been told anusilanam?
No, I did not tell.
Srila Gurudev ordered me to explain the significance of anukulena. Sometimes people think that the word anukul means for Krishna's happiness. But this is not the meaning. Why? Because we see that in the pastimes of Krishna, demons like Chanura and Mustik, they began to wrestle with Krishna. And by punching him and beating him, Krishna was very happy because he wanted to enjoy a very good fight. So though their activity gave happiness to Krishna, was it bhakti? It was not bhakti at all. Why? Because they had an antagonistic mood. They had practical bhav, a mood against Krishna, though their activity gave happiness. On the other hand, Mother Yashoda, when she saw that the milk was boiling over on the stove at the time when she was feeding Krishna her breast milk, At that time, Mother Yashoda put down Krishna to go and stop the milk from boiling over. Krishna did not want to be put down. He was not yet satisfied. And when his mother put him down and went to take care of the milk, Krishna became upset. He became angry. He was crying even. So this activity did not give happiness to Krishna. He became angry. So does it mean that Mother Yashoda is not doing bhakti? Surely she's doing bhakti. Why? Because this milk is for Krishna. Oh, from this milk she can make kheer, rabri, and many preparations. She cannot make this from her breast milk. So it's important to save this kheer for Krishna, for his welfare in the future, his kalyan, welfare, auspiciousness. Therefore, the word anukul does not indicate for the happiness of Krishna. It means that bhakti is pratikul bhava rahita, completely devoid of an antagonistic mood. Understand? Pratikul bhava rahita, devoid of antagonistic mood. This is the meaning of anukul. Yet, we see that so many persons or things, they do not have pratikul bhava, an antagonistic mood to Krishna. For example, there are so many trees standing in the garden. They're not against Krishna. Yet they cannot be said to be performing pure devotional service. So pure devotional service is not only neutral, meaning that it is devoid of an antagonistic mood, but it is a positive engagement, a positive activity. Therefore, though bhakti was described as anukul, devoid of the antagonistic mood, Rupa Goswami, to complete the definition and make it perfect, he had to add the words anushilanam, the positive, direct engagement of body, mind, words, senses, and of all feelings, positively engaged in his service. And the degree to which the body, mind, words, senses, and feelings are engaged in his service in such a way that it is pratikul bhava rahita, that it is not against him, and it is giving him more and more joy and happiness to the point of controlling him even. That is the measurement by which different standards of bhakti can be ascertained. Because everyone's bhakti is not the same. Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Hanuman, Chitraketu, Ambarish Maharaj, Udhav, all of their types of bhakti are not the same. So by seeing to what degree they meet the requirement of this statement, Anukulyana Krishna Anushilanam, the constant cultivation of activities meant exclusively for Krishna, then to that degree we can understand what is the standard of their uttam bhakti.
Thank you. Govinda Jai Jai
Gopala Jai Jai
Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai
attain the highest goal of love and affection of Radha Krishna conjugal, only way, process is this, that Rupa Goswami has told. Not Rupa Goswami, but even Narada Goswami has told. Sukadeva Goswami has told. Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Pad, and whole of our Guru Parampara. This is only one process, not by Gyan, not by Karma, not by astrology, not by yoga, not by meditation, nothing. This is the process. But this definition of bhakti is also very deep. There are three stages of this Uttama Bhakti. Three stages of Uttama Bhakti. Those who are liberated, they don't know what is Maya, influence of Maya, and they don't know this, what is the universe, this Maya. And then they are in the standard of actually prem, sneha, man, pranay, and that. They can serve Krishna in that way. What is told in this definition? By mind, soul, body, by modes, more than that. But those who are not liberated, they are of two stages. Sadhana stage and what is sadhana of this bhakti? Kriti sadhya, bhaveta sadhya bhava, so sadhana vidha. Nitya siddhasya bhavasyam prakatyam vridhi sadhyata. This is sadhana. This bhakti, uttama bhakti, can be done, exercised, only by transcendental soul, liberated. Even those who are in Vaikuntha or other planets of Vaikuntha, even they are Dwarka, Golok, Dwarka and Mathura. Oh, they cannot. They cannot. Only those who are in Braja, especially in Sakya, more in Vatsal, and mostly in Madhurja. Oh, they can do this bhakti, or highest goal. The mood of Radhika, like Radhika mood, serving Krishna. So this is very high. But when a conditioned soul began the practice of this process of bhakti yoga, then he will begin from his material body, material senses, and material
mind
and intelligence. Because he has no realization of soul and all these things. We are in this category. We have no realization of soul. We think that this body, myself, mind is like that. So we cannot practice this bhakti yoga directly to Krishna and Radhika and to Gopas by soul. So we will begin from very last point, last fraction of the bhakti, and only by these material senses. That is why it has been told. Though not pure bhakti, but when we begin from very lowest point. Stage or point, then with these organs, hands, we serve so much. We do archan. We hear Hari Katha. Not transcendental Hari Katha we can hear. Not. Because these indriyas and senses are limited, covered with Maya. So we hear Hari Katha, but not heart melting and weeping and rolling. This is the reason. When doing pranam, seeing deities, not that thing comes. So, kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya. For rati, that is bhav, how to attain rati? And then by exercising all our material body, senses, mind and everything, when we practice to attain bhav, then it may be called sadhan or sadhak. Sadhak. Otherwise not. If you are chanting, hearing Hari Katha, traveling in Brajmandal, Gaudmandal, Kshetramandal, hearing so much, but your goal is not bhav, rati, then it will not be sadhana. Mm-hmm. What it will be? Nothing, zero, now. It will be a semblance of
sadhana.
Understand? You? But what is rati or bhav? This is the question. You?
So, Srila Gurudev was discussing about sadhan. So, just you have heard from Gurudev what is sadhan. You have to fix your goal. If your goal is fixed to attain bhav bhakti, then what activity, means what process you are adopting, this process called sadhan. So at first, you have to know what is bhav. So Rupa Goswami Pad, eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has identified in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, what is that? Suddha Satta Visheshatma Prema Surjansu Sammoha Ruchivhi Chitta Mastrino Ukridaso Bhava Uchate Suddha Satta Visheshatma. You have to know at first Satta, then you can understand Suddha Satta. What is Satta? Satta means existence. Who has existence in this world, they are called Satta. And after that, you have to go a little further, then Mishra Satta. Mixed existence. What is that? Conditioned soul. The conditioned soul, they have one idea that I am this body. They could not understand anything beyond this body and what is related with this body, they think it is all. So this is called Mishra Satta or mixed existence. After that, Suddha Satta. Suddha Satta means pure existence, means liberated soul. So they, the liberated soul, they have an idea that I am not this body, and what is related with this body, I am not related with that. I am soul, and to render service of divine couple, this is my duty. Who have this idea? They are liberated soul, and not only idea, they are practicing all these things and doing activity, performing activity, all this to make happiness to divine couple. They are called Shuddha Satta. After that, Vishuddha Satta. Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. Who is Vishuddha Satta from them? Who is Vishuddha Satta? Means pure existence. From that, they call Vasudeva Sabditam. That means they are Vasudev. So, Shuddha Satta Visheshatma. Visheshatma means, Vishesh means special way, Atma means soul. So, what is Visheshatma? Here, Visheshatma means, Krishna told in Kar festival that Gopi is my life and Radhika Mai is life of life. So, Radhika Amar Jivan Eri Jivan. Means life of life is Srimati Radhika. So, Radhika is Vishesh Atma of Krishna. So, when Shuddha Satta Vishesh Atma Prema Sajan Samhava, when Sambit means the mood, embodiment, deity of Sambit is Sri Krishna. When Sambit and Bhadini means Vishesh Atma mix together and reflect on Sandhini Shakti. In Sandhini means existence of Jiva's heart, then it is called Bhav. What is that? Prema Surijansa Sammohar. This is the first ray of Prema Bhakti. Just like before sun rise, sky became red and all darkness had gone away. Similarly, before Prem, the first ray of Prem when reflect on devotee's heart, means in their existence, in Sandhini potency, that's called Bhav. Shuddha Satta Visheshatma Prema Surya Sammava. What will be the effect of that? Ruchi Vhi Chitta Masrino. By Ruchi, by taste, his heart will be completely smooth and melted. Then called Bhav Bhakti. If you keep this in your goal, then you are practicing, then it will be Sadhana Bhakti. What is that? Kriti Saddha Bhavet Saddha Bhava. Kriti Saddha. Kriti means carefully, and Kriti means senses. You have to perform all activity extremely carefully and by your senses. Kriti Saddha Bhavet Saddha Bhava. Why Bhavet to get? Bhavet means to get. What? Saddha Bhava. Which is Saddha Bhava means attend to the goal. Saddha Bhava. Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakartam Hiti Saddhata. The Bhav is Nitya Siddha, eternally. Eternal perfect. By your sadhana you could not change this. Only it will manifest. Just like I am giving one example, then it will be clear. Now, Murari Gupta, in Mahaprabhu's pastime in Navadvip, his eternal mood is to serve to Lord Ramchandra. By association of Sriman Mahaprabhu, he wanted to change his mood, but could not change with all night. He thought, oh, I could not make happy Sriman Mahaprabhu, better I can kill myself. He arranged one sword and hide under his pillowcase. Early in the morning, before dawn Mahaprabhu arrived there, seeing Mahaprabhu, Murari Gupta became surprised. Mahaprabhu, Murari, why is your anxiety? Bring that sword. What? Please, switch you hide under your pillowcase. Bring it. Immediate, don't delay. Then Murari Gupta brought that sword and offered to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told Murari, you have no need to kill yourself. You are eternally associate of Lord Ramchandra. So you can serve Lord Ramchandra, no problem. So his mood is fixed here. It never be changed. only by association it will manifest. So nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatya nidhi sabdata. Similarly, all living entity has some mood. We have to manifest how being in good association. What is your mood? It never be changed. Who has dasa, somebody has dasa, somebody has sukha, somebody has vatsala, somebody has madhu. It will manifest only, it never be changed. We have heard from Srila Gurudev Lotus Leaf, who has in the identification of their soul in Madhurya Ras, only almost all of them can attract towards Srimad Mahaprabhu's line, other not. Maybe there is some exception, but exception must not be exemplified. So, nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatya sabdata. By this way, we can manifest our nitya siddha bhav by in good association, and by in good association under guidance of bona fide Gurudev, then you will be sadhan, then our life will be successful. Pancha kalpata rupasya vipasin vidhaya vacha pancha kalpata rupasya.
Krishna Das, Jasomati Nanda.
Jasomati Nandana, Prajavarana
Thank you.
can understand, even sadhan bhakti is not so easy. Not easy. So I think that we are also not in sadhan bhakti too. So we are in sadhan abhas. Even it may be aparad. Our name is not pure. Not even it may be sadhan namabhas. It may be
namaparad.
If you will chant name, oh, that I am this body, by my this tongue I am chanting, oh, then it may be aparad. If you were chanting name, but taking your legs like this, oh, not with full love and affection. As anyone serves his or girlfriend very attentively, not by laziness, by giving her heart and his heart and everything to that
girlfriend.
And girlfriend also gives
boyfriend.
Everything. Oh, more than this. Vishaya je pritiye bi achi je amar.
Seivata pritiya charane tamar. Jivatinang jatha juno yunin se jivata
ujata. So we should try. So chant, do all these processes in real form. Real process. Even I told you sadhan bhakti. But more lower we can be. Without sadhana bhakti even. And what is that? The last fraction of bhakti is sraddha. Don't think that sraddha is very simple thing. Don't even. Worldly sraddha.
Material sraddha.
Material
faith.
Oh, it is easy. And we can change it moment in moment. But transcendental faith, sraddha, is so much steady. So much steady. And then, at that time, he promises that by doing Krishna Bhakti, by everything is done. Shraddha sabde vishwas kahe
sudrudha nischay Krishna Bhakti kare sarva karma.
My life will be successful. If I will chant, remember, and do devotional services to Krishna, my everything in my life is done. If anyone can collect so much money and becomes wealthy, is very intelligent, wife so beautiful, husband so beautiful, children very qualified, and he has so much high class of position, but no sraddha, then his life is
zero.
More lower than zero.
Minus zero.
Minus zero.
Minus below zero.
And if there is sraddha, not any position, he may be not so intelligent, not knowing, learning, even signing his name. No good wife, no qualified children, not wealthy. Oh, he may be poorest. But he has transcendental sraddha. Then his life is successful. So you should try to know. Shraddha sabde vishwas kahe sudhirdha nishchay. Vishwas means belief, strong belief. What? That if I will do any devotional services, surely and certainly, nishchay means
definitely
my life will be such. This is called Shraddha. Now you should take this skill and keep here. Really you have transcendental sadhana and decide. If not, then come in process. Be always in high class of associates. They will give the seed of bhakti, that is the sadhana. What is seed?
Krishna seva vasana.
Oh.
Desire
to serve Krishna. This desire is really the seed of bhakti. And outer symptom is that sadhya that I told. This is transcendental sadhya. If this comes anyhow by fortunately, then your life will be very happy, very happy. But this is transcendental. Also, this faith is of two kinds. One, Shastra
Avadharanamai,
and Madhujyamai, Ba. By reading books, that if he will not become Krishna consciousness, whether you are in so much positions, but you will have to go to hell. Certainly.
Without any fail.
So I must chant. Whether I have taste or not, I must chant, remember, and hear her. And one, Madhujyamai, or hearing the meaning of Jasamati Nanda, Rajabharata. Gokularanjanaka Gopi Paranajana Madhanama Kaliya Dhaman. From Srimad Bhagavatam, how Yashoda mother binded Krishna in
grinding mortar.
And how he was chastising Krishna. Who Krishna? Supreme Lord. With so all kinds of appearances, and Shiva just tells me, "Oh, don't come to me! I will not take you in my lap."
Dirty boy, naughty boy,
and Krishna was
rolling on the ground,
and weeping. And Shiva said, "Oh, don't come to me." So, hearing this, oh, Supreme Lord is controlled by the mother love. I want to love Krishna and to serve Krishna like motherlyhood. When he heard the sweet pastimes of Krishna and gopis, Shakha, oh, their life, the cowherd boys, Gwal Bal, the life of them, was Krishna. They cannot tolerate a moment without the association of Krishna. Even to please Krishna, they can defeat Krishna and Krishna will be defeated. And be happy. So much happy. So I want to be a boyfriend of them. Dwalbar of Krishna, associate of Sakha, like Sakha.
Friend.
And I want to go to cowherd with Krishna, and Krishna will order me. Oh, bring all the cows here. I will. And then Krishna will be tired, and then keeping his head on my
lap.
Laps. And he may sleep and I will message him. I want to be a
Sakha.
Sakha. More than this, when he will hear the sweet pastimes of Krishna and gopis, then, oh, Krishna will tell, you are my prana of prana.
Life of life. Soulmate.
Give your sickness, otherwise I may die. Keeping his two arms in the neck of gopis. Begging. Be pleased to me. Oh, I cannot repay you, my dear gopis. I want to take your lotus feet on my head here, giving some impression that I am of gopis only. Hearing this, he decides that I want to serve O Krishna in the guidance of gopis. Some more, they heard the glories of especially Radhika. He is moved in Brahmargi. He is moved in
Gopi Gi. Venu Gi. Jingal Gi, Pranay Gi.
And then, I want to be only maid servant of Radhika. I want to serve only Radhika. If Krishna will call, then I will tell him, I cannot come to you. I will not serve you. I will serve to whom? Radhika. Then he will decide, I must be a maid servant of Radhika. My guru will be Vishakha Lalita. And especially Roop Manjari. And they will teach me how to serve Kanjula. So I want. If a wish has come, a desire has come, this is called transcendental Madhurjamai
Sraddha.
Very high. Don't think that, this is very ordinary and very simple. Do you know? And do you want to be like that?
Yes.
Yes, only yes will not do. You like give up worldly desire? You are not ready. By mouth you can tell. So be like that and then you can. Then, Shraddha. Then, Anishtita Bhakti. Not a steadiness. Enchanting, remembering, doing kirtan. And so, Krishna consciousness. No steadiness. That is, Prathamtaki?
Utsahamai.
When a guru or any pure devotee tells giving classes, bhakti is very easy. Madhura madhura me tat mangalam mangalanam satalanigam valli satpalam chitsarupam sakritaparinitam saddhaya elava bhrigribudarandara matram tare tashranama. Even you are chanting name, no Shraddha at all. No Shraddha, like Ajamir, no Shraddha. No so much belief.
Deep faith.
Even this name will be touched by your tongue or mind, by ear. What it will be? At once, you will overcome of cross, Maya, and you will be liberated. And we heard, like so many things here. Apai tu nam spuranena tatte prarabdha karmi tu
viroti veda yad brahma sakshat kritanistaya api
vena samaya ti bina. Even a Tattvajnani, Brahmajnani. He is about to liberate. He will have to
suffer.
Test his suffer,
his karma,
his activities, by for which your this body has
prarabdha
been
karma.
Done. Must. But if name comes, you will not have to
suffer
for any activities you have done in past, in future, in
present.
So Naam is very powerful. Very easy. And chant, Nityananda Prabhu has told. Oh, this is what I'm
going to Utsahamai.
Utsahamai.
Utsahamai. Then he begins to chant. Very. But after some time, headache comes, sickness comes, and some worldly desire comes. And then you cannot. Then ghanatara. There are so many. I don't want to take my time in this. I want to come just in point. I have told so many times. So I am coming. Then bhakti will come to
Nishtha.
Nishtha means by intelligence. We will think that without bhakti nothing will be done. So, whether taste or not, I must chant, I must hear Hari Katha.
Nishtha buddhi purvika.
So, buddhi purvika, by intelligence we think and do. Like a medicine is very bitter. But we know that it will be very gainful for my health. We take bitter. So, at that time, Krishna name will be like bitter, Harikatha bitter. When you will be there, Harikatha, you are hearing, then you may sleep. And that is why to avoid, I tell Krishna Das and others, you should sing any song, beautiful song. And then all doing this. And sickness goes on. Otherwise you cannot hear. You cannot hear. If Tattva Gyan, what I am telling, very, very deep, in a moment you can see it. Oh, why not open?
Keep some window open.
Oh, you should sit down and then air will not come.
Another windows
also, they all close. Yeah. Then, Nishtha. Steadiness will come. And then, when it will be mature, then what will come?
Ruchi.
Transform into
Ruchi. Ruchi means a test will come. Then, after Ruchi, Ruchi are of also two kinds. Whether the deities are decorated or not, or he will be very much attached. And if not decorated, no ruchi will
come.
Then, if both are mature and no need of decorating or doing anything, if beautiful songs, Krishna song is going on instruments, then you will hear, very high class Krishna Daska was singing.
Making dance all.
But if, voice like and donkey, very what?
Thick.
Coarse.
And no instrument, then you cannot hear. So, this is not good. When without any swar, without instrument, even anyone is without a raga-ragani, even hearing that, he may be fainted. And after ruchi, it becomes asakti. And after asakti, it becomes Shuddha Sattva, we have explained. And after that, you will have to give up this body. After Rati, no, this body. You will have to give up. And then you will be liberated. Then any unearth, unwanted, cannot touch you. Up to Rati, it can touch. But after that, no. And then you will gradually serve Krishna with prema, sneha, mahamitra. So this is our goal. Now, we will explain the stages of bhakti and stages of bhakta and stages of his
associate,
his worshipping deity. Three things.
Ishtadev.
Ishtadev. Three things. What?
Bhakta, bhakti, bhagavan.
Bhakta,
bhakti, bhagavan.
Bhakti and his worshipable deity. Three stages. There are so many stages. But in all lakhs and lakhs stages of Srila Rupa Goswami or Sanatana Goswami especially, he has divided it into five sections or five kinds.
Categories.
Jnani Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Premapar Bhakta, and then
Prematur Bhakta.
But gopis are above all, or any Brajavasi are above all. Here Dhruva has been not taken because he was Anyabhilashi.
Other desire. He has other desire.
Other desire. Anyabhilashi Tarsu. And likewise, there were so many in India. Dadhichi, Shivi. They gave their life for any bird even, to say. In India they like speaking truth. But worldly, not transcendental. Krishna is telling that, oh mother, I have not taken earth and why you are making guilty for me? But Krishna was, what did they? Was it true or
false?
False.
True.
We see it was false. But it is
complete true.
And in this world, what is your name?
Mahadev Das.
From where you have come?
In Berlin.
Have you any house?
No.
Apartment.
Flat.
Apartment.
Apartment.
Apartment you have? That apartment is yours?
No, it's rented.
You give rent?
You're paying rent?
Yes.
Or this body is yours? You cannot tell you speak transcendental truth. All are false ego. So in this material world, no
truth.
No truth, really truth. And in that law,
no
Krishna
false.
Is
Sattam
no
sattam
false
sattam
is there. What Krishna tells, his devotees tells. Oh, everything is true. You cannot realize now, but you can realize when we will be there. So, we will tomorrow discuss all these very important things. And you should hear attentively and try to follow. Go, Prema.
Hari Hari
Bol. Name. Naam gula announce karte hobe. Microphone, please.
Thus ends the class on the 22nd of February 2003 in the evening in Olpe, Germany. Hare Krishna.
That degree that they have, whatever shraddha they have, can they do sadhu sangha that, and then bhajana kriya and anantana vritti will take place to that percent of shraddha that they have?
Oh, like I told, sometimes sublime of shraddha. Oh, transcendental sadha only in highest stage in gopis, in the Radhika. No?
In a full amount.
Highest sadha in there. It begins from us.
It has to be full.
Yes. What degree?
Name.
Bolo, jaldi karo.